Niin tervitame kõiki. Leevi palus siin, et ma teeksin alguse lihtsalt mõned mõtted ütlen siin. Täna kuulates seal raadiot, kes seal inimesed arutlevad selle üle, et identiteedi küsimuse üle, et me ei tea tihti ka seda, mis, kes me üldse oleme. Ütleme, et me oleme lihtsalt kristlased. Siis, kuidas siis öeldakse, protestantid ütlevad, ma olen kristlane sellepärast, et ma olen ristitud. Ma ei tea, seal vabakoguduse ringkond on natukene, noh, kuidas ütleme, sellised luulelisemad või moraalsemad, siis nad ütlevad, kristlane ma olen sellepärast, et ma palusin patuse palve. Et siis me ütled, et oot, kas patuse palve tagab kristluse? Kas ristimine tagab kristluse? Aga me ikka loodame, et mingi toiming, mingi tegemine kuskile meid juhib. Aga Jumala riik on öeldud, et Jumala riik on sees pidi meie sees. Siin ei saa vargusega tegeleda. No, kes saaks varastama tulla, ütle. Ja siin lahing käib. Kuradiga on natuke teistmoodi. Üks päev ma mõtlesin selle kuratliku asja peale ka natukene, et mäletate, kui te päästetud saite, sest pääste on tegelikult isiklik kogemus, Kristuse kogemus sinu enda elus. Seda ei saa kõrval ühtida. Jumala sõna ütleb, ja kõik vana on läinud ja kõik on uueks saanud. Täiesti puhas seisund, täiesti uus seisund. Kristuse veri tegi selle lõpetus ära. Ja kui sa nüüd mõtled, sa oled täiesti õige, see on sinu identiteedi alus, sa oled täiesti puhas, õige, veatu, laitmatu, täiuslik, nagu Kristus on. Kui me küsime, aga milline Kristus oli täpselt nagu Jumal on. Väga lihtne on ju. Aga nüüd ütle, kust kohast äkki algab üks lahing, me hakkame võitlema mingite vanade pattudega või vanade mingite X asjadega. Kust see sisse tuleb? See peab tulema sisse selle läbi, et kurat ajab meile kärbseid pähe ja paneb meile oma usu sisse ja ütleb, et tema mõtted on korraga meie mõtted. Ja me peame selle kohta ütlema aamen. Vales kohas, valele asjale ja üldse vales, kõik vale värk tegelikult. Ja sellega identiteet väärastub lihtsalt. Ja me tühistame ära sellega seoses ka Kristuse tehtud lunastuse töö. Oleme pettuse osalised, sest meie identiteet on nüüd taevane. Ja mis on hea, ma lihtsalt tahan seda alguses meelde tuletada, et Jumala riik on siis sees pidi meie sees. Täna ma kuulsin just ühte saadet, et kui UKAS on nagu see Euroopa, sellepärast, et Euroopal ei ole kristliku identiteeti. Mõtle sellele. No, seal see üks kristlane, kes rääkis ühes teises raadios seal, aga mõtlema panev küsimus. Ja siis ta tõi pildi sellest, et kui moslemi vennad ei võta moslemeid vastu, siis mis suhted need on? Me räägime täna kristlusest, või no ütleme, no kristlus on paha sõna teatud mõttes, sest nii paljud asjad on tulnud sinna mütsi alla kokku, üks segapudru ja nagu tõelis ühepaja toit, kõik on seal koos. Aga vaimu läbi me tunneme ära, mis on mis, kes on kes, sest et Jumal on kokku toonud oma rahva vaimu ühenduse sisse, on loonud vaimu ühenduse vendlusse. Sellepärast, et õdesid enam ei ole, sellest teatud mõttes. Muidu on öelus, vendlus, noh, sest kõik on pojad. Kõik on poegade seisundis. Nii et kui me oleme pojad, siis me oleme pärija, staatuse ja seisundiga. Nii et kristlus on, kas sa usud, mida Jumal ütleb, või ei usu. Või väänad töde siis inimliku mõtteviisi või pöörad selle sisse, mida nüüd piltlikult öeldes kurat räägib. Nii et see asi kuidagi läheb. Apostel Paulus ütleb Filippi kolmandas peatükis, just ma toon selle lühikese mõtte, kõik, mis mulle oli siin ilmas kasuks, olen mina arvanud nüüd kahjuks. Kuidas kahjuks ma olen arvanud? See oli tema positsioon, see oli tema algselt ütelda kooliharidus, millest hakkas liikuma, jõudes kogu aeg kõrgemale, kõrgemale ja ta jõudis, võiks öelda, peaministri kohal oleks võinud asuda või presidendi kohale, me ütleme. Tal oli kõik olemas selleks, kõik eeldused. Ja kujutad ette, ta ütleb, selle ma viskan nüüd sõnnikusse. Saad aru, kui tugevalt see jumalik identiteedi poja seisus tuli sisse. Kõik prügisse, kõik muu selle kõrval. Halleluja, teate, see teeb mulle head meelt. Nii, ta ütleb nüüd, et ma saaksin kasuks Kristuse, et mul ei oleks oma õigust. Tähendab, millele mina oma tegudega olen teed rajanud olla keegi. Vaid üksnes see õigus, mis tuleb usu läbi või usu varal, kes ma nüüd olen. Kogu rikkus on täna minu sisemine, sinu sisemine. Ja sellepärast Jumal tegi sellest ühe kindluse. Kes mäletate see Taaveti laul 91, kes kõige kõrgema kaitsel elavad, kõige väelise varjual viibivad, need ütlevad, sina oled minu kindel mäelinnus. Kes see mäelinnus või see kindlus on? See on Kristuses olemine. Ei ole võimalik varastada, mingisugused saatana nooled sinna sisse ei lenda, sest küsimus on, tegemist on Kristusega minu eluga. Siin ma ei räägi enam mina kontekstis, siin ma räägin Kristuse kontekstis. Kristus, minu issand, minu kuningas, tema on see võitu, kes elab ja toimib läbi minu kanali, sest minu ihu on nüüd talle antud kui kanaliks, väljendamiseks. Et Jumala elu saab esile tulla nüüd minu elu ja sinu elu läbi, nii et ma tunneksin teda. Ma tahaks öelda selle identiteedi puhul, et kuidas me saame tunda täna Kristust? Kuidas? Samas kui me ei tunne ennast. Need ei tööta lihtsalt, saate aru. Kristus tunda taevas ütlemisest kasu on. Jumal kõrgel, kuningas kaugel. Ikka seal samas on ju jälle. Parimad tahtsin, aga ikka läheb, kuidas läheb, on ju. Inimeste ütlused on sellised huvitavad, et korraga mõistes, kes on nüüd Kristus, nüüd tähendab, siis see tuleb siia samasse minu templisse esile. Ta on sees, pidi minu sees. Kuningriik on nüüd minu olemine, kõik minu tegemine, minu väljendus, aga seda ma ei saa enam öelda minu. Vaid see on tegelikult Kristuse elu läbi minu templi. Kiitus Jumalale. Nii et kui meie identiteet poja seisusena ma tean, kelle oma ma olen, kellele ma kuulun, teate siis Jumal paneb lihtsalt muud asjad tagajärjena kõik paika. Ma näen, et need paljud asjad on see, mida inimene taotleb, on kui tagajärg, aga me peame taotlema eesmärki. See, et ma olen uus loodu, ma olen tema oma, tema poolt vastu võetud, tema poolt õigeks mõistetud, tema poolt kui õnnistatud, tema poolt ka selle võidmisega, ütleme, Kristusega laetud, et meie elu on, kus iganes ütleme, plahvatuslik. Kuhu sa lähed, seal sa Kristust välja plahvatad. See on selline profetlik asi muidugi. Nii et tema tahab elada läbi sinu ja läbi minu avaldada, kes on tema. Ja see on meie maapealse elu mõte täna. Tema esile tulek. Nii et selle tõttu Paulus ütleb, nüüd arvan ma kõike muud kahjuks. Kõik muu võib hakata nüüd takistama seda. Isegi meie heaolu, meie küllus. Kõik need asjad võivad olla lõks. Aga hea on teada, kui sa tabad identiteeti, tead siis nagu öeldakse, ei hakka ussirohi ega püssirohi sul enam peale. Sa lihtsalt oled. Ja seda ma tahan meile kõigile soovida, et täna jälle tulles siin, kui Mervin saab jagama meile Jumala sõna, oleme halleluja näljased selle järele. Haarata, vastu võtta. Issand, räägi, siin ma olen, anna tuld mu sisse. Kõik, mis iganes raputust või tuld, ei talu, las põleb ja läheb, kõik. Sest järele jääb Kristust. Kristust ei saa minust välja põletada, saad aru? Seda ei võta mitte miski välja. Sest see on kuningas oma riigi peana. Nii et oleme julged selles, et ärme karda, et pea ära läheb otsast. Ihut ei tunta ilma peata. Me ei ole ihu liikmed. Aga Kristus on pea. Nii et pea järgi öeldakse ihule nimi. Kelle ihu see on? Pea tunnustuse järgi. Kelle pea see on, on ju? Nii et ära näe Kristus, toi, see on seal, jah, aga kus on ihu? Meid on ühte pandud. Kristust esile tooma ja ihu avaldabki selle, kes Kristus täna on nüüd aja selle sessiooni sees, kuhu ta on meid toonud. Halleluja! Nii et need on põnevad mõtted. Nii et me teame veel, et me oleme saanud seal linnaks ja mis iganes, kelleks ta on teinud meid oma sõjaväeks ja ta on teinud meid oma liikumiseks ja ta on annud meile selle hoo sisse, et me oleme kui see Joeli armee, mis iganes nad jooksevad oma rada, ei puutu see neisse, kes on kõrvalrajal, nad näevad ainult Kristuse siis, nad jooksevad, nad näevad, nad teavad, kes nad on, nende identiteet on paigas, neid ei väärata pettused, valed, mis noh, tee peal nagu ette söödetakse neile, sest nad on omadega paigas. Noh, täitsa sees omadega, Kristuses. Täitsa sees. Vahel öeldakse, et ta on, ma ei tea, millega omadega sees. Aga ma ütlen, sa oled täitsa sees Kristuses. Ja sealt ei saada enam mitte mingil moel ja viisil sind kätte. Ükskõik, milline kurat ka sinu vastu tuleks ja kui palju neid kuradeid oleks. Nii et halleluja. Nii et me kiidame issandat, kui me nüüd ka oma selle tänu Anni kokku paneme. Olgu see ka, mind nagu see selles mõttes väga rõõmustab, et kus sinu toidulaud on. Mõtle sellele. Minu toidulaud on, ta ütleb, et tulla siis selle laudade äärde ja süüa, millega Jumal on katnud meile toidulaua. Ja see, millest ma toitun, seal on ka minu elu. Seal on minu mõtted, seal on kõik, mis Kristus nii öelda minust esile toob. On seotud minu toiduga. See on ka minu identiteet. See on kõik, kes ma olen, mis mul on seotud tegelikult Kristusega. Ühel või teisel viisil. Nii et tema on vastus kõiges ja kõigile. Nii et selline absoluutne asi. Noh, mõni tahab kindlalt väita, et aga Kristus ei ole nagu selline absolutism või absoluutsus. Mina ütlen, et on küll. Sest ta on ainus Jumal, ei ole ühtki teist Jumalat. Kõik on petukraam. Kõik on inimeste käte töö ja selliseks, kes neid teenivad, selliseks nad ka muutuvad. Aga tema on ainus ja tõeline eluallikas. See sina aga oled. Halleluja. Nii et kui me selle tänu Anni kokku paneme nüüd ka vendade teenimisel, kui nad on tulnud, et meid teenida ja mõtle sellele, see, mida nemad jagavad ka ja mis nende kaudu esile tuleb, on minu toit ja ma usun, see on ka sinu toit. Ja see, millest sa toitud, teate, see on rõõm. Vaadake, kui sa pead sellist, teatud mõttes sellist saepuru sisse sööma ja närima seda, sa ei näri ära kuidagi, noh, ta ei toida sind. No ei taha ka selle eest midagi anda. Et see läheb nii kuivaks ja nii mõtetuks ja näri ja mingit mõtet ei ole ja toidu väärtust tal pole ja siis sülitad välja, mida ma selle saepuruga tegelen. Aga teate, mõned vaimsed asjad on sellised kord. Olete mõelnud? No ei toida, no lihtsalt ei ole osa. Aga kui on, nagu ta ütleb, et läki täie julgusega ja võtma tema armu aujärjelt, tema oma enda eluallikast. Halleluja. Nii et kui me kokku paneme, olgu see meie kiitus meie issandale. Tema toidab meid läbi. Ükskõik kelle ta on selleks täna läkitanud. Ja kui tema saab jagama, siis lihtsalt võid üüda halleluja, et minule on ka kingitud täna toidulaud. Nii et tänu Jumalale. Meie saame rõõmustada vaid selles, et kõik, mis oli, ütleme taas, kõik, et mis on olnud mulle ennem kasuks, nüüd sa võid mõista seoses Kristusega on täielik pööre 180 graadi. Ennem kõndisin nii öelda päike selja taga, mida sa siis näed oma ees, see on vari. Ma järgisin varje. Ja, et nüüd me teame, et nüüd me kõnnime valgus ees, nii et me enam ei kõnele valgusest, vaid me olemegi valgus issandas. Kiitus Jumalale. Isa, me täname sind, et sina oled toonud meid täna sellesse paika. Ja me õnnistame seda, mis on kas ka kokku pandud, mida iganes meie südamed on kokku ka kui toonud sellesse paika. Jumal, me täname, et see on sinu kuningriik. See on sinu au avaldus, millega sa tahad esile tulla ja millega sa tahad täna ka kinnitada oma sõna, tehes selle elavaks meie jaoks, andes meile selles otse kui ühe tule meie sisse, et me näeme seda teerada, et me tunnetame sellel teerajal, kuidas sina oma silmade läbi tahad juhtida meie elu ja tahad kinnitada meie elu, tahad, et üha enam ja selgimini tuleb esile, et me võime otse kui selle sõnamööga valguses näha oma elus ja sellel maal, kuhu sa oled meid asetanud, et me võime liikuda Jumal sinu sõnumiga ja võime edastada seda sama elu, Kristus, kes sa meie sees ja meie läbi oled õnnistamaks ja teostamaks oma tahet sellele maale. Tänu sulle, Jeesus, selle eest. Halleluja. Amen. Nii et siis tere tulemast, jagamaks jälle taas seda head sõna. Head ja paremat sõna. Kas
mõnemas üks.
Well, amen.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you once again. From God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord.
Jeesus Kristus, et me isandat.
I believe we are touching on some stuff already.
Ma usun, et me puhutasime mingid asju juba.
And some of our minds have been turned upside down.
Ja meie mõtted on juba teistpidi keeratud.
But we don't have to worry.
Aga me peame muretsema.
Because God, by His grace, will turn it right side up.
Sellepärast, et Jumal on armule või pöörata õigetpidi tagasi.
This is a season.
See on üks hooaeg.
Of reformation.
Reformatsiooni hooaeg.
And God is just reforming.
Ja Jumal reformeeri.
Every deformed thing.
Kõik asju, mis on nii-öelda deformeerunud.
And in reformation.
Ja reformatsioonis.
God just wants to take us back again.
Jumal tahab meid tagasi viia.
To our original state.
Originaalsesse olemisse.
Because when we understand what reformation is.
Kui me saame aru sellest, mis on reformatsioon.
It's simply meaning unto us.
Mis see tähendab meile lihtsalt.
To get back to the word.
Minna tagasi sõna jõuda.
Because it's only the word.
Sest ainult sõna.
That can reform us.
On see, mis suudab meid reformeerida.
Nothing else.
Mitte miski muu.
Not a person can reform you.
Mitte ükski inimene saa sind reformeerida.
It's only Jesus that came.
Ainult Jeesus, kes tuli.
And through him.
Ja tema läbi.
We can receive our salvation.
Võime nüüd saada tema või päästa vastu võtta.
So what he's doing now?
Mis ta teeb praegu?
He's putting us.
Paneb meid.
Into the world.
Maailma.
In the same way as a person put salt in food.
Samamoodi nagu inimene paneb soola toidu sisse.
Salt now is put place into the world.
Nii et siis sool panaks sellesse maailma.
So we are the salt of the earth.
Me oleme siis maailma sool.
And as the salt of the earth.
Aha. Maybe.
I don't know that it touch anything.
Läks millegi pärast välja. Patariti. Äsku teeme vahetus. I'll give you this. I'll take that.
Okay, it's completely off that one.
Nii.
So as the salt of the earth,
nagu maa sool,
there's a reason and a purpose.
On üks eesmärk.
The food can no longer be without salt.
Et toiti saale ilmatu soolata.
What is happening in the past?
Mis on juhtunud? Peerikus.
Is that people have went out.
Et inimesed läksid välja.
I don't know, is it speakers? Maybe it's that speaker over there, I think. Just turn it away. That's better. We don't want to hurt your ears this evening. Because this word must go in nicely. It seems that the man that is sitting behind in order to manage have made a decision that you will not manage this evening.
Yeah, maybe.
The thing is with word. The thing with word. It always judges us. Word heals us. Word brings salvation. And word delivers us. Which means we need to fall in love with the word. All over again.
Jälle.
In order for us to say that we are saved. I don't know, is it standing near to one another or what is happening? It seems that there's too much power in us. And when all the power is coming near, even the mics are moaning. I believe that we're going to touch on this number that we talked about the whole day, the number 17.
Ja ma arvan, et me räägime sellest numbrist 17, millest me terve päev rääkisime.
We're going to do this for this purpose.
Ja me teeme seda eesmärgiga.
To see what God is saying.
Et mida Jumal ütleb.
As God has different ways of speaking to us.
Sest Jumal on erinevad viisid, kuidas meiega rääkida.
I also want to say unto us.
Ma tahan ka meile kõigile rääkida, et.
That I believe there's a lot of cheap grace teachers around.
Et on hästi palju nagu sellised armu, odava armu õpetajad.
Cheap grace teachers.
Odava armu õpetajad.
Believe the following.
Usuvad järgmist.
It doesn't matter if you're sin.
Ei ole mingit vahet, kas sa elad
patus. You are under grace.
Me oleme kõik armu all.
So you can sin under the grace.
Nii et sa võid armu all lihtsalt patu teha.
The Bible is saying the following.
Piibel ütleb järgmist.
This is what my Bible is saying.
Minu piibel ütleb järgmist.
If you confess your sin.
Kui sa tunnistad oma patud.
Which means there must be a confession of sins.
Nii et peab olema patude tunnistamine.
Which means positionally.
Nii et positsiooniliselt.
We are seated in heavenly places.
Oleme me taevastes paikades.
But practically.
Kuid praktiliselt.
We need to work it out.
Me peame nagu töötama selle kalal.
So our position.
Meid positsioon.
Is in Christ.
On Kristuses.
But with our minds.
Aga meie mõistuses.
We cannot easily connect to that.
Me ei saa nagu lihtsalt nagu ühendada.
Our position.
Meie positsioon.
Is that we are now.
Et me oleme nüüd.
In heaven.
Taevas.
But in our mind.
Ja meie mõistus.
It's difficult to work that out.
Temal on nagu raske seda kõike paika panna.
Because the mind.
Sellepärast, et mõistus.
The soul.
The hing.
Always wants to control the spirit.
Tahab alati kontrollida vaimu.
That's why Paul said.
Sellepärast, kui Paul ütles.
The things I want to do.
Et asju, mida ma tahan
teha. I cannot do.
Ma ei saa teha.
But the things that I don't want to do.
Aga asja, mida ma ei taha teha.
That is the things that I'm doing.
Need asju ma teen.
So we need to come to that place.
Et me peame jõudma sellesse kohta.
To know when our position is in Christ.
Et kus me teame, et meie positsioon on Kristuses.
We just have to take that.
Me peame selle võtma.
And say, Father, that is what you are saying.
Isa, see on see, mida sa ütled.
So I believe anything that you are saying.
Et ma usun kõike, mida sa ütled.
Because Christ is our all in all.
Sest Kristus on kõik kõiges meile.
He is the Alpha.
Ta on Alpha.
And He is the Omega.
Ja ta on Omega.
He is our beginning.
Ta on meie algus.
And He is our end.
Ja meie lõpp.
He is the first.
Ta on esimene.
And He is the last.
Ja viimane.
So if you are in Christ.
Nii kui sa oled Kristus.
You are a brand new person.
Siis sa oled teist uus.
You are a new creation.
Uus loodus.
Which means no one can change you.
Nii et mitte keegi saa sinu.
Because you are in Christ.
Sest sa oled Kristus.
But if someone can still change you.
Aga keegi siis.
It's because you are not in Christ.
Kui siin keegi saab muuta, siis sa oled Kristuses.
I will say this evening unto you.
Ma ütlen tän õhtul teile seda.
Any pastor.
Ükskõik, mis kõne pastor.
Any minister of the word.
Sõna õpetaja või.
That hates doctrine.
Kes vihkab doktriini.
What is doctrine?
Mis on doktriin?
The teaching of Christ.
Kristuse õpetus.
So when you hate doctrine.
Kui sa vihkad doktriini.
Then we need to repent.
Et me peame näiteks meeldima.
Because the Bible is very clear.
Sest piibel on väga selge.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
Piibel ütleb apostlikult.
They continued steadfastly.
Et nad olid pidevalt
in the apostles' doctrine.
Apostlite doktriinis.
In fellowship.
Osaduses.
In breaking of bread.
Leiva murdmises.
And in prayers.
Ja palvetes.
So anyone who hates doctrine.
Et kui keegi vihkab
doktriini. Need to repent.
Ja.
For they are in the firing line.
Et siis nad on nii-öelda tulejoonel.
They are in God's firing line.
Nad on Jumala tulejoonel.
God is about to fire them.
Et Jumal vallandab nad.
And some of them are already fired.
Ja mõned ongi juba vallandatud.
But they don't know that they are fired.
Aga nad ei tea seda, et nad on vallandatud.
They just still going on.
Nad lihtsalt lähevad edasi.
According to them.
Vastavad nendele.
They are still doing what God wants them to do.
Nad teevad seda, mida Jumal tahab.
But God knows.
Aga Jumal teab.
That He fired them.
Et ta juba.
So there's a lot of pastors already fired.
Et on palju pastoreid, kes on vallandatud.
So when we look at some hyper-grace teachers.
Kui me vaatame nende hyper-armu õpetajaid.
Or can I say cheap grace teachers.
Või odava armu õpetajaid.
They teach that the law is abolished.
Nii ütlevad seda, et seadus on täiesti tühistatud.
Reason why is
ja põhjus miks
they don't understand the Mosaic law.
Et nad ei saa aru Moosese seadusest.
Jesus Christ came.
Jeesus tuli.
And he said, I am not here.
Et ma ei ole siin.
To abolish the law.
Seadust tühistada.
But I have come.
Kuid ma tulnud.
To fulfill the law.
Et seda täita.
Which means the law in Christ is fulfilled.
See tähendab, et Kristuses on seadus täidetud.
John chapter 1 verse 17.
Johannes 1:17.
The Bible says. The law was given by Moses.
Et seadus anti Moosesega.
But grace and truth.
Kuid tõde
came through Jesus Christ.
Tuli Jeesuse läbi.
Because we don't understand Mosaic law.
Kuna me ei saa aru Moosese seadus.
We are saying that the law is abolished.
Siis me ütleme, et kõik seadus on tühistatud.
In the Mosaic law,
Moosese seaduses,
it is divided into three laws.
See on siis kõik jaotatud kolmeks osaks.
Ceremonial law.
Ceremoniaalne
law. Civil law.
Seadus, siis nii-öelda
civil law.
Tsiviilseadus või nii-öelda.
And moral law.
Ja siis moraalne seadus.
Ceremonial law.
Ceremoniaalne seadus.
Is been done away with.
Sellega on nagu lõpetatud.
Civil law.
Siis tsiviilseadus.
Is been done away with.
Sellega on ka lõpetatud.
But moral law
seadus,
will remain.
See jääb.
What is moral law?
Mis on moraalne seadus?
You cannot do what you want to do. You cannot commit adultery.
Et sa ei saa minna lihtsalt abielu rikkuda.
You cannot steal.
Sa ei saa lihtsalt varastada.
That's morality.
See on moraalsus.
Otherwise you will become immoral.
Muidu me muutume ebamoraalsus.
So the law is not being dealt, which means we need to understand that there is the law of Moses. And there's the law of God. Remember Jesus? We will go through certain scriptures just to have an understanding of what we are saying before we go into a teaching. I'm just saying this unto us. For us to have an understanding concerning the law. Because we are saying we are living in grace. It's like you will say that the following uncovered under the blood. Which means the blood is covering me. I can sin under the blood. So then we need to understand one thing. That the blood cannot cover your sin. Because if we say the blood covers my sin. It means the following. That I can sin under the blood. Because it covers my sin. My Bible says the blood cleanses you of your sin. It does not cover your sin. So we need to understand what the Bible is saying. Otherwise we will sing the songs. His blood covers my sin. Let me just explain something concerning these three laws. Moral law. What is moral law? This indicated how one should conduct oneself. This is moral law. As it indicated right and wrong. As defined by God. Which means in God. Morally you have to live a sinless life. So if you sin,
kui sa teed patu,
you need to confess your sin.
Sa pead oma patu tunnistama.
That is in the moral law.
See on moraalses seadus.
The Bible is very clear.
Et Biblia on väga selge.
It says, if we confess our sin,
ütleb, et kui meie tunnistame oma seadus,
he is faithful patu, and just
siis tema on ustav ja õige,
to forgive us our sin
annab meile meie patu
tahes, and to purify us
ja puhastab meid
from all unrighteousness.
Kõigest,
which means the moral law remains.
Mis tähendab seda, et moraalne seadus on
so it is very clear that Jesus Christ have come
et Jeesus on tulnud
not to break the law
mitte murdma seadust
but to fulfill the law
et seadust täitma.
In the law the grace
arm
intensifies the law
teeb nagu seaduse veel intensiivsemaks
which means grace
nii et arm
is far worse than law
on teatud mõttes veel hullem kui seadus.
Let me explain it this way.
Niimoodi.
In the law of Moses.
Moosese seaduses.
Or let me say the law of God, the Ten Commandments.
Kümme käsklus on siis Jumala.
The Bible says.
Biblia ütleb.
You shall not commit adultery.
Ütleb, et sa ei tohi abielu rikkuda.
Listen what Jesus teaches in grace.
Vaata, mida siis Jeesus
on. Jesus saying,
Jeesus ütleb, et
if you look at the woman,
ütleb, kui sa naise peale vaatad,
lusting after
teda himustades,
you have already committed adultery.
Siis on juba abielu rikkumine tehtud.
Grace
arm
intensifies the law.
Arm tegelikult teeb selle
God's law
intensiivsemaks.
In God's law,
Jumala seaduses,
the Bible says,
Piibel ütleb,
you shall not steal.
Et ta ei tohi varastada.
When we go into what Jesus is now saying,
kui me läheme sellesse, mida Jeesus ütles,
speaking about the thief,
sa räägid vargas,
he says, the thief have not come,
et ütleb, et varastus on olnud muu pärast,
three things, but to kill, steal, and destroy.
Ja tapma, hävitama,
grace,
ja rööma,
grace intensifies the law.
Nii, et tegelikult arv jälle nagu, et intensiivsemaks.
That's why, grace is the fulfillment of the law.
Sellepärast ongi arm seaduse täitmine.
So let us stop listening to this cheap grace teachers.
Nüüd teeme kuule nagu odava arm õpetajaid.
That say that you can sin.
Ütlevad, et aah, et sa võid teha patu.
Because you're under grace.
Kuna sa oled armu all.
Nothing will happen to you.
Et mitte miskit juhtu sinu.
Because kandu, you are under grace.
Kuna sa oled armu all.
Can I say this unto you?
Kas ma võin teile seda öelda?
You are not under grace. You are under disgrace. Disgrace.
Disgrace.
Does not disgrace, not T-H-I-S. Disgrace, D-I-S, grace.
I don't know.
Okay. Disgrace means you are living a lifestyle and you think it's godly.
Okay, nagu sa elad nagu armuval ja mõtled, et see on jumali.
It's like the opposite of grace.
Okay, see on nagu armu vastandis. Sa elad armu vastandis, jah.
Let me read some scriptures with you.
Ma loen mõningad kirjakohad teile.
I said unto us that under the law, grace is intensified. Matthew chapter 22.
Matthew 22.
Verse 36 to verse 40.
36 kuni 40.
I just have to say this and get this off my chest.
Ma pean lihtsalt selle oma nii-öelda rinnust ära saama.
For a simple reason.
Sellel lihtsalt põhjusel.
That there are a lot of cheap grace teachers.
Et on väga palju odav arvu õpetajaid.
That have messed the Christians up.
Kes on nagu kristlased probleemisse viinud.
They've messed the minds of the Christians.
Kus kristlaste mõistused on nii-öelda
metsas. And a Christian think that he can walk and smoke.
Kus kristlased ütled, ah, sa võid vabalt suitsida.
He can drink.
Võid juua.
Because it's under grace.
Sest kõik on arm.
Now I believe the following.
Mina usun järgmis.
If God wanted us to smoke,
kui ma tahaks, et me suitsetaks,
cigarettes,
suitsu,
you'd have turned your nose upside down.
Siis oleks,
I think I've mentioned this unto you in the past.
Ma
your nose have been, God have created you with your nose upside down.
Siis Jumal oleks su nina ülesse eerand.
To look like a chimney.
Et see näeks välja nagu
so when you smoke,
suitsetad,
then the smoke would have gone up into the air.
Et siis suits läheks ülesse.
Because you have made a chimney with your nose.
Siis
but because God has created us with our noses, the holes turning downwards,
et kuna siis meie ninad on alla poole,
it's for a purpose to inhale oxygen.
See põhjus on selleks, et sa võiksid
and it's not for a purpose to blow out smoke.
Hapniku sisse tõmmata, mitte suitsu välja puhuda.
Remember how Paul was saying to Timothy?
Mäletate, mida Paul ütles?
Drink a little bit of wine.
Joo natukene veini.
For your stomach ailment.
Oma kõhu pärast.
If your name is not Timothy,
kui sinu nimi oli Timoteus,
stay away from the wine.
Toi on veinist eemal.
Matthew chapter 22.
Matteus 22.
Verse 36 to 40.
36 kuni 40.
Listen to Jesus.
Vaata, mida Jeesus ütleb.
The Bible says here.
Piibel ütleb siin.
Remember, this is the story of a rich man.
Et see on siis rikka mehe lugu.
And he's asking questions now.
Ja ta küsib neid küsimusi.
And this is the question in verse 36 that he's asking.
Küsimus, mis ta küsib 36.
He said, Master, which is the great commandment in the law?
Õpetaja, mis on käsk on suur käsu õpetuses?
I want us to hear this.
Ma tahan, et me kuuleks seda.
He's coming to Jesus.
Ta tuleb Jeesuse juurde.
Jesus is loaded with grace.
Jeesus on laetud armu poolt.
He's asking Jesus.
Ta küsib Jeesuset.
Which is the great commandment in the law?
Missugune on käsk, suur käsk, käsu õpetuses.
Listen to what Jesus answered him.
Ja mida Jeesus vastas?
Jesus was saying unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Ja et sina pead armastama issandat oma Jumalat kõigest
oma. And with all thy soul.
Kõigest oma hingest.
And with all thy mind.
Kõigest oma meelest.
Then he said the following. This is the first and great commandment.
See on suur ja esimene käsk.
Which means this is the highest form of law.
Nii see on seaduse või käsu kõige kõrgem vorm.
In verse 39 he says the following.
Ja 39 ütleb.
And the second is like unto it.
Ja teine on selle sarnane.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Armasta oma ligimest nagu iseennast.
Now listen to what he's saying in verse 40.
Vaata, mis töötab 40.
On these two commandments.
Sest neist kahest käsus.
Hang all the law and the prophets.
On kogu käsuõpetus ja prohvetid koos.
Now we need to understand all the law and the prophets.
Nüüd me peame aru saama, mis on siis
seal. All the law.
Ja prohvetid.
When you're speaking about all the law.
Kui ta räägib kõigest
seadus. We need to understand that all the law here is the moral law.
Et see kõik seadus või käsk on nii-öelda moral.
Because why I'm saying that. Why I'm saying that?
Mida ma ütlen?
The Bible says.
Biibel ütleb.
That the law and the prophets was until John.
Ütleb, et käsuõpetus ja prohvetid on kirjutatud kuni Johanneseni.
Which is after John, we will say there's no more law and prophets.
Ja pärast Johannest me vaatame, et ei ole enam.
Which means all the ceremonial law, all the civil law, all the moral law was until John.
Nii me võime öelda, et kõik siviil, seremooniaseadus ja moraalne seadus on kuni Johanneseni.
But now we are moving in grace and truth.
Ja nüüd me liigume siis armuse tões.
The moral law was never abolished.
Aga moraalne seadus ei... Seda ei tühistud kunagi.
So don't listen to those cheap grace teachers.
Et ära kuula odava arvu õpetajaid.
That are saying unto us.
Kes ütlevad meile, et...
That a moral law.
Et moraalne seadus.
Is been done with.
Et sellega on kõik.
They normally use it, they say that the law is been done. There's no more. The law is been done with.
Ja nad ütlevad, et seadus ei kehti enam.
We are under grace.
Et me oleme armu all.
And that's why we find a lot of mess up Christians.
Ja see on põhjus, miks me leiame palju probleemilis kristlasi.
On the Saturday night, it's a boogie night for them.
Ja, et laupäeva õhtul on nii-öelda peo õhtu.
On a Saturday night, they are in the clubs.
Laupäeva õhtul on nad klubides.
And on Sunday, they just come and worship God.
Ja pühapäeval tulevad ja helistavad Jumal.
In the church.
Kirikus.
And they say to them, tell that they are Christians.
Ja ütlevad, et jah, nad on kristlased.
I've got bad news for you.
Et mul on väike halb uudis.
I'm no longer a Christian. I'm no longer a Christian.
Et ma ei ole enam kristlane.
Because the Christian is like the thief.
Sellepärast, et kristlane on paistab välja nagu varas vaes.
We have come to kill, to steal and to destroy.
Kes on tulnud siis tapma, hävitama ja röövma.
You know when were they called Christians in the Bible?
Tegutas, et kristlasi kutsus
in the book of Acts.
Apostlitegudes.
Why were they called Christians?
Miks nad kutsusid kristlased?
Because they behaved like Christ.
Sest nad käitusid nagu Kristus.
Who called them Christians?
Kes kutsus neid kristlaseks?
The world.
Maailm.
Because the world was mocking them.
Sellepärast, et maailm narris neid.
Who call you a Christian?
Kes kutsub sind kristlaseks?
You yourself.
Sina ise.
We will say I'm a Christian.
Me ei ütleme ise, et oleme kristlased.
That's not what God is saying about us.
Et see ei ole alati juba see, mis Jumal ütleb meie kohta.
God is only looking for one thing.
Jumal vaatab meid ühte asja.
They are called sons.
Et nad on pojad.
Those who are led by the Spirit of God.
Need, kes on püha vaimult juhitud.
They are the sons of God.
Jumala pojad.
The Bible doesn't say those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are Christians.
Ei, Biblia ütleb, kes on Jumala vaimult juhitud, on kristlased.
Okay, like, let me just rephrase.
Kas ma panen natuke teist poolt.
My Bible says.
Minu Biibel ütleb.
Those who are led by the Spirit of God.
Need, kes on Jumala vaimult
juhitud. They are the sons of God.
Need on Jumala pojad.
My Bible says.
Minu Biibel ütleb.
Not that they are Christians when they are led by the Spirit of God.
Et nad ei ole kristlased, kui nad on püha vaimult juhitud.
So if you are led by the Spirit of God,
kui sa oled püha vaimult juhitud,
you can only be one thing.
Siis sa võid olla üks asi.
It's called the sons of God.
See on Jumala pojad.
Because the Bible is saying that this earth is groaning.
Sellepärast, et Biblia ütleb, et see planeet ägab.
The earth is moaning and groaning.
Ja ta ägab ja on vaevas.
Why?
Miks?
Because the earth wants to see the manifestation.
Sellepärast, et planeet tahab näha...
Not of Christians.
Ilmumist, esile tõusmist. Mitte kristlaste esile tõusmist.
The earth wants to see the manifestation. Not of Christians.
Mitte kristlaste esile tõusmist.
But they want to see the manifestations of the sons of God.
Vaid Jumala poegade esile tulemist.
So if you are still a Christian.
Et kui sa oled ainult kristlane,
that's good for you.
Hea on.
I want to be a son.
Ma tahan olla poeg.
You know what the son does?
Tee, mis on poeg.
Jesus was a son.
Jeesus oli poeg.
And he said, I can only do
ja ma võin teha ainult
what I see my father is doing.
Mida ma näen, et isa teel ees.
As a Christian,
kristlasena,
you'll only do
sa teed,
what you see your father is doing.
Mida sa teed, näed oma isa tegemas.
If your father lies,
et kui sinu isa valetab,
you will lie.
Siis sina valetab.
If your father steal,
kui sinu isa varastab,
you steal.
Siis sina varastab.
Because you are the son of your father.
Siis sa oled oma isa poeg.
And his name is the devil.
Ja tema nimi on kurat.
Let us go into the book of John chapter 21.
Johannese 21, vaatame.
And by the grace of God,
Jumala armust,
we will see if we can start and getting into what we are supposed to start and getting into.
Ja ma loodan, et me lähme sellesse, millesse me
peaksime. As I was saying unto us,
nagu me enne ütlesin,
that the first time that I came into Karusari,
et kui esimene kord ma Kuressaare tulin,
in order to sleep over, let me say it that way,
et magata,
to sleep over in Kuressaare.
Et magada Kuressaare.
I slept in the guest house.
Ja magasin siis külaliste majas.
In a room, room number 11.
See oli number 11 room.
And number 11 means disorganization.
Ja see tähendab, et number 11 on viimus nagu organiseerimatus.
Why disorganization?
Miks on segadus?
Jesus chose 12 disciples.
Et Jeesus valis 12 jüngrit.
But one of them became the devil.
Üks sai kurat nii-öelda.
And his name is Judas.
Ja Judas oli tema nii.
So now I was put into this room, room 11.
Ja nüüd mind pandi sellesse room, tuppa, mis oli 11.
I mean, they didn't ask me permission to do it.
Kes siis minul tuba seda?
They just put me into that room.
Pani lihtsalt sinna.
Because when you go to any hotel,
kui sa lähen hotelli,
they will say to you, here's the key, sir, you are in room number 7. You cannot come there. I said, no, 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 I don't want room 7, I want room 9. It's already been set up. So I cannot argue the point. I was in this room, room 11. Judas became the devil. I came back again this year. And all of a sudden I was put in room number 6. Now, the number 6 speaks of men. We know that by now. God created men on the 6th day. So don't feel fearful when we're talking about 666. Because most of us, when we hear about the 666, the hair on our arms are standing up. Because we say that is the beast. Most of the time, we are that beast. What is 666? God created us. Spirit, soul and body. Which means, if you are 666, in spirit you are 6, soul you are 6, and body you are 6. This means one thing. You cannot worship God. Because men cannot worship God. Meaning, who are you now? You are man, man, man. And you can never become a son of God. Because you need to come to the number 7 in order to be seen as a son. As 7 must come into 6. Are we all still understanding what I'm saying? Okay, let me try to explain. I see
that
you are now a little far from us. When you look in the book of Matthew chapter 1, the Bible speaks of 42 generations. When you look at 42 generations, it is divided into 14, 14,
14.
You can go and do a homework on that. In Matthew chapter 1, it was not 14, 14, 14.
See oli olnud 14, 14, 14.
But it was 14, 14, 13.
Vaid seal oli 14, 14 ja 13.
Showing unto us,
mis näitab meile,
that there's one generation missing.
Et üks põlvkond on kuskil puudu.
But when you read Colossians chapter 1,
kui sa vaatad Kolossa esimest peatükki,
in verse 18,
18 sai,
you see the 14 that have to be added into Matthew chapter 1.
Siis sa näed 14,
that is the final generation. Their generation is known as the body of Christ.
Selge versiooni nimi on Kristuse ihu.
It's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
See on Kristuse, Jeesus Kristus.
Because Jesus Christ was the 41st
oli neljakümne esimene
in the Matthew chapter 1.
Matteus esimeses
peatükis.
14.
But when you count it,
kui sa loed üle,
it is only 41 generations,
siis on tegelikult 41.
And not 42 generations.
Ei ole 42.
So in Colossians 1:18, we see the church coming forth.
Kus tuleb siis kirik, et
how was this church born?
See kirik kogudus, kuidas
see sündis? When the fear was driven into the side of Jesus,
kui siis oda oli seal Jeesus
kirjas, blood and water gushed out.
Siis tuli sealt veri ja vesi välja.
And the bride of Christ came out.
Ja Kristuse ihu tuli välja.
The wife of Christ was born.
Kristuse pruut või tema abikaasa
tuli välja. And that is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
See on Kristuse Jeesuse kogudus.
That is known as the 42nd generation.
Seda tuntakse siis 42.
Põlvkonna. The name of that church now.
Selle koguduse nimi.
Is been given as Emmanuel.
On see on Immanuel.
Why I'm saying this?
Miks ma ütlen seda?
Isaiah 7:14.
Isaiah 7:14.
The Bible says.
Piibel ütleb seal.
You can see 7:14, right?
Et 7:14.
It's 7:7:7.
See on 7:7:7.
Because in 14 there's two sevens.
Et 14 on 2 7.
And it's 1 7 9 7, right?
So
it's Isaiah 7:14.
Isaiah 7:14.
The Bible says that a virgin shall be with the child.
Et neitsi saab käima peale.
And when the child came forth,
ja kui laps tuli esile,
the name of the child shall be given the name Emmanuel.
Siis selle lapse nimi saab olema Immanuel.
When we look at the name Emmanuel,
kui me vaatame nime Immanuel,
we will say it's God with us.
Siis me näeme, et see on Jumal on meiega.
But when you clearly study in the Hebrew what the name Emmanuel really means.
Kui sa vaatad heebrea keeles, mida see tähendab tegelikult.
In the im, it means in.
See tähendab im, see tähendab nagu sees.
Man is mankind.
Im, siis on maan, siis tähendab see nagu inimsugu.
And UL is God.
Ja UL on Jumal.
Are you still all together?
Yeah.
So what do we see here?
Mida me näeme siin?
God in man.
Mis me näeme? Jumal inimeses.
So the 42nd generation.
Nii et 42. põlvkond.
Getting the name Emmanuel again.
Saab siis ainult Immanuel.
So the 42nd generation.
42. põlvkond.
Simply means God in man.
Tähendab, et Jumal inimeses.
How do you get this?
Said ju lihta.
Is there any mathematicians in here?
Siin on matemaatikuid.
What is 7 times 6?
Kui palju on 7 korda 6?
42. 42nd generation. 7 is perfection, it is God.
Nii et 7 on nagu täiuslik number Jumala.
6 is man.
Jumala jaoks siis 6 on inimene.
So God again.
Jumal jälle.
Is taking control over men.
Võtab jälle kontrolli inimese üle.
God again.
Jumal jälle.
Is finding himself in men.
Leiab jälle ennast
inimeses. For the 42nd generation.
42.
Will be seen on the earth.
Mis on maa peal.
This is called the God generation.
Selle nimi on Jumala generatsioon.
That is the true Emmanuel.
See on tõeline Immanuel.
That is the church.
See on kogudus.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jeesus Kristuse kogudus.
So we need to engage that church.
Me peame sellesse.
That is known as the 42nd generation.
Oleme haaratud sellesse kogudusse.
Because this generation.
See generatsioon.
Will overcome all the forms of evil on this earth.
See saab jagu kõikidest.
This generation. Are truly the new creation on this earth.
See on tõesti nagu uus loodu maal.
This generation.
See generatsioon.
Will carry the word of the Lord.
Kannab isanda sõna.
Within this generation.
Selles generatsioon.
They will start speaking things on the earth.
Nad hakkavad rääkima.
And they will change the earth around.
Ja muudavad maa.
And this earth will become new.
Ja see planeet muutub uueks.
Because it's a new generation.
Sest see on uus põlvkond.
That is speaking these things.
Asju.
Within this generation,
selles põlvkonnas,
Jesus said there's a generation that shall not taste of death.
Põlvkond, mis ei maitse surma.
When you become part of this generation,
kui me saame osa sellest põlvkonnas,
you can probably be part of those
siis te olete ilmselt neid,
that will walk this earth.
Osa nendest, kes kõnivad
even selle maale, mocking the spirit of death.
Kes räägivad isegi surma vaimule.
Asking death.
Küsivad, et surma.
Where is your sting?
Kus on sinu astel?
Grave.
How?
Where is your power?
Kus on sinu vägi?
A generation.
Generatsioon.
When you look at them,
Kui sa vaatad neid,
you just see one thing in them.
Siis sa näed üht asja nendest.
God.
Jumalat.
You don't see any form of self in him.
Sa ei näe ühtegi nagu ise.
You see God in them.
Vaid sa näed Jumalat nendest.
Because they are God carriers.
Sest nad on Jumala kandjad.
7 in 6.
Siis 7.
There's no guile coming from their mouth.
Et nende suust ei tule
when they open their mouth to
speak. Kui nad avada oma suud rääkida.
This is the generation that I will call the Judah type of people.
Ja ma kutsun seda Juuda tüübiks nagu Juuda.
We need to understand that Judah was the fourth son of Jacob and Leah.
Siis Jakob ja Lea neljas laps.
But the fourth son
aga neljas
became the first son.
Neljandas pojas see esimene poeg.
God used 3 anointings.
Jumal kasutab kolme võimist.
He used the first anointing that he used was the anointing of Levi.
Esimene võimine, mida kasutas, oli Leviidi võimine.
The second anointing that God uses was the anointing of Ephraim.
Teine oli Ephraim.
But the third anointing that God used was the anointing of Judah.
Ja kolmas võimine, mida kasutas, oli Juuda võimine.
Why is God showing all this type of things?
Miks Jumal näitab neid asju?
Because God is saying that in Judah,
sest Jumal ütleb, Juudas,
I want to finish everything.
Ta on kõik lõpetada.
Jesus is known as the lion
Jesus tuntakse kui,
of the tribe
lõvina.
Of Judah.
Juuda, sugu on lõvina.
So what God is saying now
is
asking the question.
Küsime küsimuse.
Who will go out first?
Kes läheb välja esimesena?
The answer came.
Ja vastus tuli.
Judah.
Juuda.
Shall go out first.
Läheb esimesena välja.
Judah is here now.
Ja Juuda on siin.
In order to bring a finish.
Et tuua meile
to everything.
Kõigele lõpp.
Why do I say this?
Miks ma ütlen seda?
The lion of the tribe of Judah.
Sest Juuda...
When he hung on that cross.
Ja, Juuda...
The lion of the tribe of Judah.
Ja. Et Juuda siis lõvi Juuda suguarast.
When he hung on that cross.
Kui ta oli seal risti peal.
And when he gave up the ghost.
Ja kui ta vaid väljus temast.
He said the following.
Siis ta ütles järgmist.
It is finished.
See on lõpetatud.
Those born out of him.
Need, kes temas sündisid.
Will say the same thing.
Ütlevad sama asja.
It is finished.
See on lõpetatud.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Tule, Isand Jeesus.
Come.
Tule.
Because they have overcome.
Sest temal on võitnud.
Even death on this earth.
Isegi surma selle planeedil.
What was death?
Mis oli surm?
Before death was death.
Enne surm oli surm.
What was death?
Mis oli surm?
Before death was death.
A mis oli surm enne seda, kui surm oli surm?
God took Adam.
Jumal võttis Aadama.
And he killed him.
Ja ta tappis ta.
Let me say what the Bible says.
Vaatame seda, mida Biibel ütleb.
God took Adam.
Jumal võttis Aadama.
And he put him into a deep sleep.
Ja ta pani sügavasse unne.
Jesus came to Lazarus.
Jeesus tuli Laatsaruse juurde.
He said to his disciples.
Ütles oma müügiritele.
I'm going to Lazarus.
Ma olen Laatsaruse juurde.
Because he's asleep.
Kuna ta magab.
Was Lazarus asleep or was he dead?
Kas Laatsarus magas või ta oli surnud?
Death before it was death.
Et surm enne seda, kui
ta oli surnud. Was called a deep sleep.
See oli kutsutud sügav uni.
In a deep sleep.
Sügavas unes.
We can wake you up.
Me saame sind üles äratada sellest.
So God again
Jumal jälle
is looking for a generation
ja vaatab, ja otsib,
that will see death
kes näevad
surma, as a deep sleep
kui sügavad
uudid, and will wake those up
ja ärkab, äratab nad üles,
who are in a deep sleep.
Kes on sügavas unes.
We will see those things
me näeme neid asju,
with our own eyes
oma silmadega.
What God is about to do within this season.
Et mis Jumal teeb selle loo ajal.
We are going to see creative miracles happening.
Me näeme, kuidas loovad imed sünnivad.
When we go back to the original state.
Ja kui me läheme tagasi originaalsesse.
As seen in Genesis chapter 21. Sorry, Genesis chapter 1.
Ja esimeses Moosese raamatus.
Verse 26-28.
26-28.
Let us now try to get into the teaching.
Ja ma üritan jälle lõpetusse minna.
John chapter 21.
Ja Johannese 21.
And let us read from verse 1-14.
Vaatame 1-14.
Now we know that John 21 is also the last book of John.
Ja me teame, et Johannese 21 on ka viimane Johannese raamat.
The number 21 is a A triple reference of the number 7.
Need 21 on 7 nii-öelda kolmekordne. Yeah,
where you can say 7 times 3.
Kui sa võid öelda, et 3 korda 7.
And when we understand the 7 times 3 principle.
Kui me saame aru 3 korda 7 printsiibist.
Which is also a beautiful principle.
Mis on ka üks ilus printsiib.
Because it's a principle of today.
Sest see on nagu printsiib, mis ütleb täna.
In the book of Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7.
Hebrea 3, 7.
3 verse 15.
3, 15. Yeah.
And 4 verse 7.
Ja 4, 7.
The Bible says.
Biblia ütleb.
Today if you hear his voice.
Ja täna kui te kuulete tema häält.
Today there.
Täna.
Is a capital letter.
See on üks nagu suure tähega.
Which means it's a day that is found in Christ.
See on päev, mis on leitud Kristus ees.
And that day is not a single day like today, Sunday.
See ei ole nagu üks päev, nagu täna pühapäev.
But it's 2 days.
See on kaks päeva.
Coming together into one day.
Mis tulevad kokku ühte päeva.
And that day is called today.
Ja selle nimetakse tänaseks päevaks.
It is the 3rd day.
See on kolmas päev.
And the 7th day.
Ja 7th päev.
Meeting it as one day.
Ja nad saavad ühes päevas kokku.
The Bible says.
Biblia ütleb.
Where the Lord a day is like 1,000 years.
Et isa, Jumala jaoks on üks.
And 1,000 years. And 1,000 years like a day.
Ja 1,000 aastat kui üks päev.
The Bible says.
Biblia ütleb.
1,000 years in your sight.
1,000 aastat sinu
silmis. It's like a day just gone past.
On nagu üks päev, mis
me möödus. Or a watch in the night.
Või üks öövahi kord.
So we need now to understand.
Saama,
we are in the year 2017.
Me oleme aastas 2017.
And when we say 1 day is like 1,000 years.
Me ütleme, et üks päev on 1,000 aastat.
Then 2 days is like 2,000 years.
Siis kaks päeva on 2,000 aastat.
And when you're finished with 2,000, you come into the 3rd day.
Ja kui sa oled lõpetanud ära 2,000, siis
that's where we are now.
Me oleme kolmas päev.
2017. We've entered the 3rd day.
We
also need to understand that the earth as from Adam is more than 6,000 years old. That brings us into the 7th day. So we are the only generation alive that are in 2 days at the same day called today.
Et saavad kutsuda seda täna päevaks.
The 3rd day.
Kolmas päev.
Is Priestly.
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 Ah, Priestly, okay. Ja kolmas päev on jäänud Priestly.
The 7th day.
Seitsmes päev.
Is Kingly.
On kuningalik või? Kuninglik.
First with God.
Esimene Jumal.
And then to reign and rule on the earth.
Ja siis on valitseda maa peal.
That's why the Bible says.
Sellepärast Biblia ütleb.
We are kings and priests.
Et me oleme kuningad ja preestrid.
Meaning that you are come into a day called today.
Et sa oled jõudnud päeva, mille nimi on
the 3rd day.
Kolmas päev.
And the 7th day.
Ja 7th päev.
Because if you haven't gone through the cross.
Kui sa lähed läbi risti.
You are illegitimate on the earth.
Kui sa ei ole läbi läbi risti, siis sa oled nii-öelda ebaseaduslik maa peal.
Meaning if you are not born again.
Kui sa ei ole uuesti sündinud.
You are an alien.
Sa oled nagu võõra maalane.
You are illegitimate.
Jah. Ei ole ebaseaduslik oled.
So everything have to go through the cross.
Kõik peab minema läbi risti.
To come into this day called today.
Et jõuda sellesse päeva, mille nimi on täna.
Let us try and read.
Loeme nüüd.
Because this morning I never opened the Bible.
Täna hommikul ma ei teinud Biiblit lahti.
But we only spoke Bible.
Aga me rääksime Biiblit.
Because this Bible.
Sest see Biibel.
If someone come and burned it, your Bibles.
Kui keegi põletab su Biibli ära.
Will you be able to quote scripture?
Kas sa oled võimeline kirjakohti üles kirjakohti ütlema?
We can speak for hours.
Võime tunde rääkida.
Without opening the Bible.
Ilma Biiblit avamata.
Because this word.
Sellepärast, et see sõna.
Must be in us.
Peab olema meie sees.
This word.
See sõna.
We have to carry this word in us.
Peab enda sees seda kandma.
Speak this word wherever we come.
Ja ükskõik, kus me läheme, me räägime seda sõna.
Many people cannot. They cannot open their Bibles even.
Et mõned isegi saama Biiblit lahti teha.
In order to get this word in.
Et seda sisse panna endale.
Which means we say we love God.
Me nagu ütleme, et me armastame Jumalat.
Most of us in here will say we love God.
Enamus meist ütleme, et me armastame Jumalat.
But if you don't love the word.
Aga kui sa ei armasta sõna.
You actually don't love God.
Siis sa tegelikult ei armasta Jumalat.
If you don't spend time in this word.
Kui sa leida aega Jumalas sõnas.
You don't love God.
Siis sa ei armasta Jumalat.
In the beginning.
Alguses
was the Word.
Oli sõna.
And the Word
sõna
was with God.
Oli Jumal juures.
And the Word
sõna
was God.
Oli Jumal.
How can you say you love God?
Kuidas sa tead, et sa armastad
Jumal? You don't spend time with God.
Kui sa ei veeda aega Jumal.
Because God is only in the Word.
Sest Jumal on ainult sõna.
You cannot find Him anywhere else.
Sa ei leia teda mitte kuskil
mujal. That's according to my Bible.
See on vastavalt minu Biiblile niimoodi.
So we need to understand.
Me peame aru saama.
To love Him.
Et teda armastada.
We must love His Word.
Peame armastama tema
sõna. We can sing.
We
can dance.
Tantsida.
We can do everything.
Mida.
And the religious devil will see you.
Ja siis teemoni vaatavad.
And they will say, shoo, he loves or she loves God.
Ja ütlevad, ta olete armastab Jumale.
But when I look at you,
ja kui mina vaatan,
and you speak to me,
ja te siis räägid minuga,
you don't have word.
Ja sul pole sõna.
Then I say, no, this is actually a God hater.
Siis ma ütlen, et olete noobis Jumala vihke.
In the beginning was the Word.
Alguses oli sõna.
And the Word was with God.
Ja sõna oli Jumale juures.
And the Word was God.
Ja sõna oli Jumal.
Jesus was saying,
Jesus ütles,
you confess me with your mouth.
Et sa tunnistad tema mind oma suuga.
But your heart
aga süda
is far from me.
On kaugel sinust.
John chapter 21.
Johannes 21.
The Bible says,
Biibel ütleb,
after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise shoot he himself.
Ja pärast seda ilmus Jeesus jälle ümbrite Tiberia mere ääres, aga ta ilmus nõnda.
I want us to understand one thing in verse 1.
Üks asi esimeses
salmis. The Bible says Jesus
ütleb, et Jeesus
showed himself
et ta näitas
again
jälle
unto his disciples.
Ümbritele.
What does it mean unto us?
See on meile.
Before that,
meile seda.
Jesus showed him unto his disciples.
Et Jeesus näitas ka enne seda.
This was after the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
See oli pärast Jeesus üles tõusmist.
Which means, what are we looking at now?
Mida me siis nüüd vaatame?
We are seeing the third coming of Christ.
Vaatame Kristuse kolmandat tulekut.
After his resurrection.
Pärast on üles tõusmist.
And we are still waiting for the second coming.
Me ootame alles teist tulemist.
Meaning that Christ is coming. Literally, we will receive him. But now we need to go and study the Bible. And see how many times that he already came. Remember the first person that he appeared to after his death? Was a woman. The woman is supposed to be happy in here. Because the first people that he appeared to was women. And then he appeared unto his disciples.
Ja siis ta ilmus jüngritele.
And Thomas was not around.
Thomas ei olnud.
Then he had to appear again unto his disciples.
Siis ta pidi jälle jüngrite ilmuma.
I mean, second coming, third. This is now my third coming here from the time that I arrived.
Ja
see
minu jaoks on kolmas tulemine.
And this was the third coming of Christ. So let me go back here.
Kolmas tulemine Kristusele ka.
The Bible says,
Biblia ütleb,
there were together Simon, Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael, and of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. So we see here seven people coming together.
Nüüd siin on seitse inimest, Simon, Peetrus, Thomas, keda kutsus kaksikuks, ja Naatan, Kaananist, ja Sebedeuse pojad, ja veel teised kaks tema jüngritest olid seal koos, seitse.
Because it's the two sons of Zebedee, remember?
Mäletab kaks poega, Sebedeuse poega.
Those ones that want to sit on the left and the right.
Need olid need, kes tahtsid paremale vasakule Jeesusele istuda.
The Bible says in verse 3.
Ja siis kolmandas salmis.
Simon Peter said unto them.
Siis ütleb Simon Peetrus.
I go a fishing.
Mina lähen kalale.
They say unto him.
Me ütlevad siis tema.
We also go with thee.
Me tuleme ka sinuga.
They went forth and entered into a ship immediately.
Ja nad läksid välja, astusid varsti paati.
And that night.
Ja sellel öösel.
They caught nothing.
Ei saanud ühtki.
We need to understand one thing over here. Jesus Christ was with his disciples. And he taught them word. For 3.5 years. And they did not understand what was happening. Because they went to their former work. They went back into fishing. Because in their minds, he is gone. We will not see him again. We must have money because we need food. So let us go and work again. Not knowing
teada, that he already gave them work to do on the earth. The Bible says, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Can I ask you a question? Can you spend 3.5 years with a person?
Kas on võimalik, et sa 3.5 aastat oled inimesega koos?
And when he comes, you don't know it's him.
Ja siis kui ta tuleb, siis sa ei tea, et see on tema.
I mean, if I'm coming again, will you know it's me or you think, no, it's just another man.
Et kui ma tulen uuesti, et kas sa tunned mind ära või arvad, et keegi teine tuli?
The Bible says in verse 5.
Viiendas peale.
Then Jesus said unto them.
Siis ütleb Jeesus neile.
Listen to this. Children.
Lapsed.
This was his disciples, remember? And he said, I no longer call you servants. I call you now friends. Here he is coming back. Here he is coming back. He is known as the Son of God. And he's calling his disciples children. So who is he now? He's the father of his children. So the son. It's also a father.
On ka tegelikult isa.
So what are we saying?
Mida me ütleme?
That I have sons.
Et mul on pojad.
Spiritual sons.
Vaimses pojad.
But I am a son.
Aga mina olen ise poeg.
Of a father.
Isa poeg.
My father.
Minu isa.
Have me as his sons.
As his son.
I.
Mina.
Have sons.
Mul on ka pojad.
This is the principle and how God is putting things together. In the kingdom of God, it's about family. Father and son. The church is always consistently, continuously moving forward. Which means the church is migrating all the time. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 1, the church started off as a city. The Bible speaks of Ephesus. And Ephesus was a city. But when you go further in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20. Now you see that the church have moved on to a temple. When you go to Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15. All of a sudden you see now the church is the family. And when you move to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, the church now become the body of Christ. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, the church now is seen as the bride of Christ. But in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, the church is now seen
siis kirikud nähakse
the
või
army of God.
Jumala armeena.
Meaning, the church is consistently,
tähendab,
continuously
pidevalt
migrating.
Migreerub,
but we, meie, as the church,
kogudus,
want to sit on the same chair.
Tahame istuda samal tooli.
Some of us have even our names under the chair. Because when we come into the church that we think is the church, and you find there's someone sitting in your chair, you'll just look once and say, who is he?
They're
sitting in my chair. I will go and tell you. Get up. This is my chair. Because we have chairs in the church. We need to understand. This is a school.
It's a call.
Church, where Jesus was always school. But for us, it's just a place of religion. Jesus took his disciples. For 3.5 years. Every day. He was teaching them word. We are coming together on a Sunday. And think that we are doing God a favor. This is a daily thing. No wonder the Bible says, give us this day
our
daily bread. Daily bread is for every day. Not just for one day, Sunday.
If your church is only on a Sunday, I will refer to you as a religious devil. I normally come and I'm stepping on the toes of people. But I love people. Because God is love. Why are we doing that? When offended, you will say to yourself, I will have to do something here. If not offended, I'm just coming to motivate you. God is good. Don't worry about anything. God will do all those beautiful things in your life. Jesus never did that. You have to go to America to find that. The thing is, when you do what God wants you to do, you bring people to a place. Remember how God was saying to John, come up here. It means come up higher. We cannot stay in the same place. The men in John chapter 5, for 38 years, he was in the same place. And you know what? The angel only came once a year in order to stir the water. And when that water is stirred, the Bible says, whosoever get in first will be made whole. There's a man, he cannot walk, he's lying down. How will he get into the water? That's what we are doing. We are sitting in the same place, year in and year out, sitting in the same chair, year in and year out, and even when Jesus comes, we don't want to move. That's why I'm saying that God had to speak to Moses 17 times. 17 times. Like I said, that's the rooms that I'm staying in, 11 and 6. Which gives you 17. So God was bringing me for a purpose. For us to engage this number 17. To see that He wants us to become sure overcomers. Because the number 17 speaks of the overcomer. This afternoon I was quoting some of the things that are happening on the 17th day. Moses at the age of 600 years. At the age of 600 years. Noah. At the age of 600 years when he was building the ark. He built the ark. And the Bible says it was the 17th day when the rain came down. That is in chapter 7 of Genesis. But in chapter 8 of Genesis, the Bible says the ark came to rest. And that also happened on the 17th day. So what we see here, victory was on the 17th day. Everyone else on the earth was destroyed. Only the righteous remained on the earth. As it was in the days of Noah. My Bible says, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. What happened in the days of Noah? The righteous went into the ark and the wicked was destroyed. Jesus again will do this very same thing will happen again. The wicked will be destroyed. They will be taken. The word taken there is in order for them to be destroyed. Two shall be in the field, in other words. Two shall be in the field. One shall be taken.
üks viiakse ära.
And one shall remain.
Ja üks jääb alles.
The ones taken.
Need, kes võetakse.
Is be taken to be destroyed.
Viiakse, et neid hävitada.
Because my Bible says.
Sest minu Biibel
ütleb. The righteous will remain.
Et õiged jäävad alles.
And the wicked will be taken.
Ja õelad viiakse.
So you want to go up?
Need, kas sa tahad ülesse minna?
Probably because you are wicked.
Võib-olla sellepärast, et sa oled õel.
It's according to my Bible.
Minu Biiblile.
People want to go up.
Inimesed, kes tahad üles.
But they don't want to grow up.
Nad ei taha üles kasvada.
This is a season.
See on hooaeg.
You need to sit and listen and grow up.
Üles kasvada.
Getting this word.
Et see sõna,
and this word to change us.
Et see sõna muud,
and for us to start having a knowledge of what he is saying.
Ja et me saaksime aru sellest, mida tema ütleb.
And not what our friends are saying.
Mitte sõbrad ütlevad.
From.
Yeah. Mitte sõbrad kuskilt mujalt.
The Bible says in verse 6.
Biibel ütleb kuuendas salmis.
Yeah, first and foremost, Jesus was asking, children, have you any meat?
Ja siis Jeesus ütles neile, et kuuendas salmis.
They answered him, no. In verse 6 it says, and he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter,
siis ütles see ilger, keda Jeesus armastas Peetrusele,
it is the Lord.
See on Issand.
Now sometimes people first need to see the miracle.
Et inimesed peavad vast nägema imet enne.
Before they can say it is the Lord.
Kui nad saavad öelda, et see on Issand.
This was the disciple.
See oli ilger.
That was lying on the chest of Jesus.
Kes oli Jeesuse rinnal.
That know the heartbeat of Jesus.
Kes teadis, tundis Jeesuse südame lööki.
Now listen to this.
Kuula.
Even he could not discern it was Jesus.
Jeesus.
The only time when he discerned
is
when the fish got into the net. Then he said, there's only one person that can do that. Because we still remember there was a time that we gave unto him some fish and some bread. And after he prayed, the bakery was there. The fishery were there. There was lots of bread and lots of fish.
Pärast oli hästi palju kala, hästi palju leiba.
But Jesus, you don't need a bakery.
Aga Jeesus oli vaja pagari töökoda.
You can just take one loaf of bread.
Võtta ühe leiba.
And multiply it.
Ja seda paljundada.
The Bible says in verse 7 still, now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked and had cast himself into the sea.
Kui nüüd Simon Petrus kuulis, et see on Isand, pani ta kuues selga, sest ta oli alasti ja heitis enese merde.
Very clear that Peter went back to his former self.
Nii et väga selge, et Petrus läks tagasi oma endisesse olemisse.
We know that they were fishermen.
Me teame, et nad olid kalamehed.
And they will stand naked in the boats and catch fish.
Et nad olid paljad paadis ja püüdsid kala.
They don't care about anything.
Neid juhita mitte miski.
Fishermen swear.
Et nad vanuvad.
They speak the way that they want to.
Räägivad nii, kus tahavad.
But when he heard it is Jesus,
kui ta kuulis, et see oli Jeesus,
the Bible says he jumped into the water.
Vette.
Because he didn't want Jesus to see him naked.
Sest ta ei taha, et Jeesus näeks teda alasti olevat.
The Bible says in verse 8,
8. Salmis,
and the other disciple came in a little ship.
Ja teised jüngrid tulid paadiga.
For they were not far from land.
Sest nad ei olnud kaldest kaugemal.
But as it were 200 cubits dragging the net with fishes.
Kui 200 kümnat maad ja vedasid võrku kaladega.
As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid there on end bread.
Kui nad nüüd astusid maale, näevad, et süte tule maas olevat ja kalukesi seal peale leiba.
I want us to see what's happening over here.
Tahan, et sa näeksite, mis siin juhtub.
The disciples came with fish out of the sea.
Et jüngrid tulid kaladega merest välja.
The fish was in the net.
Ja kalad olid võrgus.
And they dragged the fish in the net.
Ja nad pidasid neid kalu võrgus.
In two boats.
Kahes paadis.
Towards the land.
Maa poole.
The fish was not put into the boat.
Paadis ei olnud kala.
It was dragged to the land.
Seda veeti võrguga maale.
When they came to the land,
kui nad tulid maale,
they saw that there is already barbecue on the lamb. Jesus was brying. He was barbecuing some fish. If you read carefully what the Bible is saying. Because the Bible says, as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid there on and bread. Then Jesus said, in verse 10, Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes. Now listen to this. And 153. It's the first time that things have been said so much that you even know how many fish are there. Because there was a time that they also brought fish. But I haven't said how many fish. And now they say 153, and the Bible doesn't say 153, but it says great fishes. Great fishes means large fish. Large means mega. Mega fish.
Mega kalad.
And for all there were so many. Yet was the net not broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples does ask, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. In verse 13 the Bible, in verse 13 it says, Jesus then cometh and take bread and give them and fish likewise. Now listen to this. This is now the third time that Jesus shoot himself to his disciples. After that he was risen from the dead. When you look at this, we will find that the number 17 is hidden somewhere. In this verse. The number 17.
Number 16,
which is complete victory,
mis on teie, kuit,
is hidden in here.
On siin peidus.
This man came out.
See mees tuli.
In the net there were 153 fishes.
Seal oli võrgus 153 kala.
This fish,
need kalad,
cannot be put into a boat.
Need ei saa paati panna.
This is mega fish.
Need on mega kalad.
Remember how Jesus was saying to Peter, you will become fishes of men. This now is mega sons. Mega sons.
Mega pojad.
Cannot be put into a boat.
Need siia paati panna.
Mega sons.
Mega pojad.
Can be put into an institution.
Need siia institutsiooni panna.
Because an institution,
institutsioon,
cannot keep a mega son.
Ei saa nagu hoida.
A mega son is a mature son.
Mega poeg on kuidagi täiustunud poeg.
It's a son that hears from God.
Need on, see on poeg, kes on
it's a son that do what God wants him to do.
See poeg, kes teeb, mida Jumal tahab, et ta teeb.
That son cannot be put into a boat.
Seda ei saa paati panna.
When that son is in the net,
kui see poeg on põrgus,
the net will not break.
Siis põrg ei murdu.
When that son network with people,
ja kui see poeg suhtleb inimestega,
that is the net.
Siis see ongi
nagu no one can break that net.
Võrgu suhtlus.
Because it's a mega son.
Keegi saa seda võrku murdu.
He know how to connect in relationships.
Ta teab, kuidas suhelda või ühendada suhetes.
So we see 153.
Me näeme 153.
Now we need to look for the number 17.
Me peame vaatama number 17.
In the 153.
See 53.
So when you add up,
kui sa nüüd lisad need kõik.
1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 up to 17.
Kui sa lisad need 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 5 kuni 17. Sellise tehingu.
It will be equals.
Siis lõpuks võrdus.
153.
153.
Why is God showing all this type of things for us?
Miks juba näitame sellised asju?
Because God is saying.
Juba ütleb.
It's only the mega son.
Et ainult mega poeg.
That can have complete victory.
On see, kes, kelle saab olla teie võit.
The mega son is the large fish.
Mega poeg on siis suur kala.
The number 153. 153
is speaking about this mega sun.
Räägib sellest megahojast.
So we need to understand
saama,
the workings of the Lord and how God is showing certain things through this mega sun. We said unto you that Noah's ark rested, it was the 17th day.
Ja me ütlesime, et Noa laev siis peatus kui
when you read, 50.
päev.
When you read in the book of Acts chapter 2,
kui sa loed Apostlikude 2, 2,
from verse 7 to 11,
ja teises peatükis, ja 7 kuni 11,
it was the day of Pentecost.
Siis oli neli põhipäev.
17 nations
17 rahvast
came together
tulid kokku
on the day of Pentecost.
Neli põhipäeval.
And they heard
ja nemad kuulsid
everyone speaking
kuidas kõik rääkis
in their language.
Nende keeltes.
When you look further in the book of Genesis 37 verse 2.
Vaatame esimese Moosese
Genesis
yeah.
chapter 37 verse 2.
37:2.
You'll find over there
siis sa leiad seal,
Joseph was 17 years old
et Joseph oli 70 aastat vana,
when he was sold by his brothers.
17 aastat vana, kui ta oli müüdud oma vendade poolt.
The Ten Commandments.
10 käsku.
In the book of Exodus chapter 20.
Siis teise Moosese 20. Peatükis.
It's not abolished.
Et see ei ole tühistatud.
It is given unto us.
See on antud meile.
In 17 verses.
Ja antud meile 17 salmi sees.
One victory abolish that and you will not have any victory.
Ja, et üks võit nagu ei tühistud seda.
So 17 is the number of victory.
17 on võidu number.
As we even saw how God spoke to Moses.
Et samamoodi nagu Jumal rääkis Moosesega.
17 times.
17 korda.
God was saying unto Moses.
Jumal ütles Moosesele.
Come here Moses.
Tuli siia Mooses.
I want you to build a tabernacle.
Ma tahan, et sa ehitaksid
according to the
telgi.
According to the pattern I showed you in the mountain.
Vastavalt sellele plaanile, mis ma sulle näitan.
The word pattern.
See viis või see plaan.
Pattern is the same word ben.
Ben.
Ben, B and
bent. Aha. Et nii-öelda see vastavalt see plaar on nagu sama sõna, mis ben.
Ben.
B-E-N.
Like Benjamin.
Ja nagu Benjamin.
Benjamin means son of my right hand.
Et Benjamin tähendab minu parema käe laps või poeg.
So Ben means son.
Ben tähendab poeg.
So God was saying to Moses.
Jumal ütles Moosesele.
17 times.
17 korda.
This tabernacle that you are about to build.
Et see teg, mida sa ehitad.
Must look exactly like my son.
The bride nägema täpselt nagu minu poeg.
On the number 17.
Number 17.
We are moving into the exactness.
Me liikume nagu sellesse täpsusesse.
To have a complete victory.
Et meil oleks täielik võit.
To build the way that God wants us to build.
Et ehitada niimoodi nagu Jumal tahab.
And God is restoring the tabernacle of David.
Ja Jumal taastab Daaveti kogu koda.
We need to understand what God is saying.
Saama,
1 Samuel chapter 16 and 1 Samuel chapter 17 God now has given us how to build in the season to have complete victory. We know that a man was sent to David to anoint David. So the first thing about this church that God is speaking about must have the sending dimension. If there's no sending dimension in the church, it is not restoring the tabernacle of David. So God is restoring that tabernacle. This tabernacle, as we have discussed already, was seen first and foremost by a man called Abraham. When he said that he was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. This tabernacle then again is saw by Amos. In Amos chapter 9 verse 11 where God is saying that is restoring the tabernacle of David. Then in Haggai, God is now saying in chapter 1, that we are too much busy building our own panelled houses, our own local churches, while his house
tema koda,
the tabernacle of David,
Daaveti koda,
is in ruins.
On varanetes.
Then Jesus had to come.
Siis Jeesus,
because this point must be seen.
Siis, see punkt,
and Jesus now said,
Jeesus ütle,
I will build my church.
Et mina ehitan oma kogus,
and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Ja põrgu väravad ei võida
seda ära. Church
tema kogudus
is what God is restoring.
On see, mida Jumal
taastab. The tabernacle of David.
See on Daaveti koda.
We will ask ourselves, but why David?
Miks Daavet?
David was an adulterer.
Daaveti oli no abielurikkuja, võib
öelda. I mean, he was standing on the balcony.
Ta seisis seal rõdul.
And he looked down.
Ja vaatas alla.
And he saw a UFO.
Ja nägi UFO't.
An unclothed female object.
Et ilma riieteta nais objekti.
A naked woman.
Väike alasti nais.
And immediately.
Ja koheselt.
He summoned that woman to his house.
Kutsus ta selle naise enda koju.
And you know what happened?
Ja mis juhtus?
She got pregnant.
Naine sai rasedaks.
And he sent the husband of this woman.
Ja ta saatis selle mehe.
Into the front lines.
Naise mehe.
Of the war.
Rindejoone ja lööb sinna mäkke.
And he killed the husband of the woman.
Müüri alle, siis see mees tapeti ära.
Because of his lust.
Ja see kõik juhtus tema himu pärast.
So why is God restoring the tabernacle of David?
Miks siis taastab Jumal Daaveti koda?
I mean, David was a man.
Daavet oli
doing his own type of things.
Kes tegi oma teatud asju.
But God loved it. God loves all the... Can I say this? God loves rubbish.
Ja, God loves rubbish. Jumal armastab prügi, kas võib sellest asja öelda?
Where did God took us out?
Kus Jumal meid võttis välja?
God loves rubbish.
Jumal oli meeldib prügi.
He took us out of the dirt.
Ta võttis meid mustusest välja.
And he cleaned us up.
Ja siis ta puhastas meid.
So here is this man David now.
Kus on see mees Daavet?
A man after God's heart.
See mees Jumala enda südame järgi.
That's what the Bible says about David.
See on, mida Biibel ütleb Daaveti kohta.
What does it mean unto us?
Mis see tähendab meile?
That David wants the heart of God.
Et Daavet tahab Jumala südame.
Because that is what in David.
See on Jumala
Daaveti sees. That's why God loves David.
Ja see on, miks Jumala armastab
Daavet. If you are a man.
Kui sa oled inimene.
Who's after the heart of God.
Kes igatseb Jumala südame.
You will have a pure heart.
Siis sa saab olema hea puhas südame.
And clean hands.
Ja puhtad käed.
A pure heart.
Puhas südame.
And clean hands. This is not you going washing your hands ja, in the bathroom.
Ja see tähendab, et sa puhastad oma käed.
And you come and show me, can you see now my hands are clean?
Ja ütled, et näed, et ma käed on puhtad.
That is not clean hands.
See ei ole puhtad käed.
Clean hands is when your heart is pure.
Puhtad käed on see, kui sinu süda on puhas.
It's the only time that you can raise your hands and say, Father, I worship you.
See on ainus kord, kus sa saad öelda, et isa, ma tõstan oma käed ja ülistan.
Your heart is not pure.
Su süda ei ole puhas.
You will raise your hands and God is looking at as dirty hands.
Siis sa tõstad oma käed ja ma näeb seda kui musti käsi.
Clean hands.
Puhtad käed.
Comes from a pure heart.
Puhtad käed tulevad puhtas südamest.
In God's kingdom.
Jumala kuningriigis.
So don't worry your hands are dirty, no?
Et ära muretse, kui su käed on praegu
mustad. Your heart is pure.
Kui sinu süda on
puhas. Your hands are clean.
Siis sinu käed on puhtad.
Remember when Jesus, when the disciples came and they eat, they haven't washed their hands?
Mäletate, kui jüngrid ei olnud oma käsi puhastanud enne söömist.
Immediately the Pharisees were angry.
Ja kohe variserid olid vihastud.
They ate with unwashed hands.
Sõid ilma pesa.
When the heart is pure.
Aga kui süda on puhas.
Their hands are clean.
Siis on ka käed puhtad.
Because out of the heart.
Sellepärast, et südames.
Flows the issues of life.
Tulevad elu.
So God.
Väljub elu.
Is restoring.
Nii et Jumal taastab.
The tabernacle of David.
Daaveti koda.
Because David.
Sest Daavet.
Was chasing after God's heart.
Daavet tahtis Jumala südame.
David. Is a true worshipper.
Daavet on tõeline
ülistaja. Then Jesus had to come.
Siis Jeesus tuli.
And say there's only one way to worship.
Ütles, et on ainult üks viis, kuidas ülistada.
Not in Jerusalem.
Mitte Jerusalemas.
You understand, ma olen going worship in Jerusalem.
Ta on raha esata ja minna Jerusalemi ülistama.
No. Not in this well that you think that you worship Jacob's well.
Mitte selle kaevu järgi.
Because we love to worship at certain places.
Meile meeldib, et teatud kohtades ülistada.
Raul Kohudes, kõrg? Kohudes?
Tuge siis ja mis seal kogu see nimi ongi?
And we say this is Jacob's well.
Ja me ütleme, et see on Jaakobi kaev.
And this is a place that we worship.
See on koht, kus me ülistame.
She's not looking at it that way.
Jeesus ei vaata seda nii.
Worship only comes from a pure heart.
Ülistus tuleb puhtast südamest ja puhast kätest.
That's the only worship that he's looking for.
See on ainus viis, mida ta ülistus, mida ta otsib.
Because this is worshipers.
Sest need on ülistajad.
That worship in spirit.
Kes ülistavad vaimus.
And in truth.
Ja tules.
You know what that means?
Tõb standard.
It means this is people who only have truth on the inside of them.
See on inimesed, need on inimesed, kellel on tõde nende sees.
They don't live a lie.
Nad ei ela vales.
Speak truth.
Ja räägivad tõde.
What they speak.
Mida nad räägivad.
Is who they are.
On see, mis nad on.
That is a worshipper.
Et see on ülistaja.
A worship is not a singer and a dancer.
Ülistaja ei ole laulja või tantsija.
That is just some ways of worship.
See on lihtsalt üks viis, kuidas ülistada.
What I'm doing now.
Mida ma nüüd teen.
I'm worshipping God.
Ma ülistan Jumalat.
And most of us want to see it this way.
Jumal, peenamust on näha nii.
Jesus. And then the tears are flowing.
Siis Jeesus.
And you think that is worship.
Mõtleb, et see on ülistus.
Is your lifestyle the same of what you are doing?
Kas sinu elu stiil on saa, mis sa teed?
That is worship. You have to live the truth.
Ja me oleme elama.
If you don't live by truth.
Kui sa ela tõe järgi.
Jesus was saying to this woman.
Jeesus ütles selle naisele.
You can only worship me.
Et sa võid ülistada mind.
In spirit.
Vaimus.
And in truth.
Ja tões.
What is spirit?
Mis on vaim?
Spirit is truth.
Vaim ongi tõde.
What is truth?
Mis on tõde?
Truth is truth.
Tõde on tõde.
Meaning, you can only worship me.
Tähendab seda, et sa võid.
When you have truth in you.
Ülistada mind, kui sinu
sest on tõde. Truth,
ilma tõeta.
You cannot worship me.
Sa ei saa
your ülistada. Lifestyle.
Sinu elustiil.
And what you are saying.
Ja mida
must
sa...
be exactly the same.
Mida sa...
That's a true worship. The message
sunum?
And the messenger
ja
must be one.
Üks.
That is a true worshipper.
It's a tõeline,
not acting in the church.
It's a, it's a,
preaching to people.
It's a, it's a,
and living a life of hell at home.
It's a näitlejade jutlustad ja siis kodus elab põrgu
that
elu.
Is not a worshipper.
See ei ole tõeline ülistus.
My doctrine.
Minu doktrin.
And manner of life.
Ja eluviis.
Must be one.
Peavad üks olema.
True worshippers.
It's a tõeline worship. Ülistus.
In spirit and in truth in
this
season. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
We haven't went deep into what we are saying, but we are slowly building up. Because I believe that God wants this thing to be set up for all of us. For us to see how will we be true overcomers in the season. How will we truly engage this 153 large fish? Mega sons in the season. That connects themselves to a father.
Isaga.
Children,
lastega.
Do you have any meat?
Lapsed, kas teil on süüa?
Throw the net.
Viska võrk.
On the right side.
Paremale poole.
That's where I'm sitting.
See on see, kus ma istun.
Next to the father.
Isa kõrval.
At the right side.
Paremal pool.
You want to become a son.
Te tahate saada poole.
You need to understand.
Te peate mõistma.
How to take the right side.
Et paremal pool.
Of a father.
Te peate aru saama, et
amen.
Te istun paremal pool.
And amen. That's my second and final closing.
See minu teine ja viimane sulgemine. Lõpetus, jah.